Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio. I want to open my programme with a classical Arab song this morning, sung by Lebanese Christians in a shopping centre. I think that's what they call flash mob, isn't it? But this song was sung in the City Mall in Beirut in Easter 2011. Their song is all about the resurrection of Jesus. I hope you enjoy this morning as much as I did on hearing it for the first time. There is so much joy in it, and I want to play it again and again. Translated, it says, "This is the day of the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus is risen from the dead, defeating death with death and giving life to those in the grave." Here it is from Sat7 Arabic Satellite Channel.
هذا هو اليوم الذي صنعه الرب فلنفرح ولنتهلل به المسيح قام من بين الأموات ووطئ الموت بالموت ووهب الحياة للذين في القبور المسيح قام من بين الأموات ووطئ الموت بالموت ووهب الحياة للذين في القبور المسيح قام من بين الأموات ووطئ الموت بالموت ووهب الحياة للذين في القبور Christos anesti epnekron thanaton, thanaton batisas, ketis entithnimas i zoi fkarisamenos. Messiah, thana min beinil amwad, thonothi al-mawta bil-maw, warahan al-hayata lil-ladina fil-kubur.
Messiah, thana min beinil amwad, thonothi al-mawta bil-maw,
What beautiful music there from that group of Lebanese Christians in Beirut City Mall. There's an intriguing sentence in today's gospel reading that I've never heard expounded ever in any sermons I've heard, and it's easy to miss it. And it's this one spoken by the risen Jesus, where he says to his disciples, "This is what I told you when I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." I find that sentence magical. I find it amazing to think that a golden thread runs throughout the entire Bible, which keeps on referring to Jesus. Incredible. And then it says, he opened the scriptures and helped them to understand. But what was it that he pointed out to them in the scriptures? Let's pray that God will help us to understand what's being said here today. Let's listen to the whole of today's reading anyway, from Luke 24, from verses 36 to 48. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Here's a lovely song called "Christ is Risen, He is Risen Indeed," with Keith and Kristen Getty. Listen for the part where it says, where doubt and darkness once had been, they saw him and their hearts believed.
How can it be the one who died has borne our sin through sacrifice to conquer every sting of death? Sing, sing hallelujah. For joy awakes as dawning light when Christ's disciples lift their eyes. Alive he stands, the friend and king. Christ, Christ he is risen.
Jesus highlighting certain passages from Scripture, foretelling of the Messiah, and he tells them that these writings are about him. Looking at the book of Deuteronomy 18, Moses himself prophesied that a prophet would be raised up from among them and would be like them, and God would put his words into him to speak all he commanded. Going back even further in Scripture, Jesus may have drawn their attention to the story of Abraham, who was ordered by God to offer his son as a burnt offering for his sin. And he was all set to obey God, but just as he raised his knife, God prevented him from killing his son, providing a ram instead for the sacrifice, which was caught in a thicket. And Abraham's son was set free.
Abraham was tested, oh so sorely tested. He just got a message from the living God. Go down to Moriah, sacrifice your boy there. Burn him as an offering, then report to me. Early the next morning, as the day was dawning, saddled up his donkey, set off on his way. Isaac travelled with him, trusting and unknowing. Lamb for the burnt offering, Abraham load grain. Come to your daddy, my little laddie. Don't think badly of me, I've a job to do. Put him on an altar and he didn't falter, raised his knife to slay him. Then he heard a voice, Abraham, don't hurt him, lay no hand upon him. Now God knows you're faithful, offered him your son. Now what takes the biscuit from a nearby thicket? Abraham found a ram there, offered it instead.
That song there was from my album Kaleidoscope of Characters on my website www.sheilahamill.co.uk. Likewise, Jesus became the Lamb of God who stands in the place of our sin and the punishment we deserve, just like that ram caught in the thicket. not the Lamb of man, but the Lamb of God, provided by him for us, so that when we repent and confess our sins and believe, we become his, the children of God, and heirs of his everlasting kingdom. And you know, in the New Testament, in John's Gospel, when John the Baptist first sees Jesus approaching, he announces to the people, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." Here's a song called "Behold the Lamb of God," written by Keith and Kristen Getty and Stuart Townend, and sung here by Kristen.
Behold the Lamb who bears our sins away, slain for us. And we remember the promise made that all who come in faith find forgiveness at the cross. And so we share in this bread of life, and we drink of his sacrifice as a sign of our bonds of peace around the table of the King. Body of our Savior Jesus Christ torn for you. Eat and remember the wounds that heal, the death that brings us life, paid the price to make us one.
Because Abraham obeyed God, God blessed him and his descendants down through the ages, which is why the scriptures record so many bloodlines, the genealogy from Abraham onwards through Isaac, Jacob, Judah, and so on, right through King David's line and on. And this was the blessing that God gave to Abraham and his descendants. "I swear by myself," said God, "that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me." So from Abraham's line would come someone who would bless the world. Isaiah the prophet also spoke of the coming Messiah as one who would be a ransom for our sins, and this is what he prophesied in chapter 53 of the book of Isaiah. It says, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth." Even Jesus himself declared that he did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Here, putting these words from the book of Isaiah to music, is a song I remember from years ago called "We Like Sheep" by Carol and Jimmy Owens, from a musical they wrote called "Come Together."
All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord
Jesus pointed out to more of Isaiah 53, where we hear these words, "He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth." An interesting prophecy, considering that Jesus was crucified between two thieves, and a rich man offered his tomb in which to bury his body. And a few verses later, Isaiah again prophesies, "He bore the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors." In other words, he was praying for the one who sinned against him. Here's a song which I wrote many years ago called "Father, Forgive Them." It reminds us of Jesus' special prayer for those who'd become his enemies, who were taunting him, making him suffer. And he said these words in agony on the cross. Here's "Father, Forgive Them."
Angry faces round you, howling at you, mocking crowds all jeering as they pierce you through. Enemies are sneering and tormenting. It was then I heard you whispering, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do to me." Then I saw you looking at them with no return of malice in your eyes. Totally rejected by dejected as they call you names, totally ignored they play their gambling games. It was then I heard you whispering, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do to me." I see your face before me and I know you care. It is then I hear you whispering, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do to me." Then I see you with no return of malice in your eyes. Help me to have that same look in my eyes.
There are so many other such Old Testament prophecies which fall into place like a jigsaw concerning Jesus, his birthplace, his betrayal, his death and resurrection. The prophets also speak of the Messiah to come as Emmanuel, who would be God with us, that he would be called Mighty God. And in John's Gospel in the New Testament, the Apostle calls him the Word of God, who was with God and who was God. And of course, the psalmists also pointed to the Messiah. Jesus surely must have brought his disciples' attention to this particular one, Psalm 22. Listen to this part, which tells us that someone is pierced in his hands and feet. That was written hundreds of years before Jesus was crucified, and crucifixion wasn't even an execution then. It says, "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It has melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garments. Here is a very popular hymn, When I Survey, to the tune Waily Waily from Songs of Praise. It's interesting that that line, they divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment, is exactly what the Roman soldiers did at Jesus' crucifixion. One thing we may have missed in exploring this passage today is the part where the risen Jesus said, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you." Here he is saying that he'd already told them all these things when he was with them, but obviously they hadn't understood his words then. But here Jesus is showing them now that they have been fulfilled. So what kind of things did Jesus tell them? One passage springs immediately to mind where Jesus tells the crowd, "Before Abraham was, I am." Incidentally, there and then people took up stones to throw at him for his blasphemy. But he says other things. "I and the Father are one. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." He said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." He also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." And he certainly does not rebuke Thomas for addressing him as "my Lord and my God." Jesus' bold statements offended many who listened to him. And yes, his claims are absolutely outrageous, unless they're true. We are the ones who must decide whether they are or not. Jesus is either Christ the Lord and Messiah, or else he is not. So, was Jesus the Word of God incarnate before the world began, and was he the author of creation, or was he not? The words of our final song state the Christian belief concerning these two questions. And having weighed up all the evidence now, we must ask ourselves who Jesus really was and is. But I hope at least this programme has given you all food for thought. We're finishing with Stuart Townend singing, across the lands. You're the Word of God the Father. Bye for now.
Sing together. You're the